Baruch haba, welcome to everyone, Bez Hashem. We're going to Shmir Salash and Shahar Tavuna Perikud Beis, Shem 205, discussing the Pasuk Zachar is Asher Asa Hashem Lekechon and Miriam Baderech Betzeischem Mitzrayim. To remember what Hashem did to Miriam HaNeviyah when they left Mitzrayim. And we had learned so far that the Chavetz Chaim is telling us that we have to focus on the severity of the Oynish, of the punishment of Tzaras. And that's what it means, Zachar is Asher Asa, what Hashem did. That person who gets tzaras is sent out, michutz l'machane, from all three camps. And the person has this horrific tzaras that really, Chazal say, cannot be cured unless HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes and cures you. You'll say, well, everything's like that. But in the world of what's called natural, of course this is supernatural, nothing in the world of natural, there are certain things that will heal. You take a piece of paper, you rip the paper will never come back together. If a person gets a scratch, gets a cut, chas v'shalom, you wait a little while, and the nace of the nature, if you will, is that the skin will glue back together, and good as new. Saras, if a person gets saras, really, they should be stuck with saras forever. HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes l'mailum nateva, if you will, and takes it with its saras. V'zeu ma'ashikaz of zochor es asher osa. That is the first point, but remember what Hashem did and the harshness of the punishment. Ulemi osa. Who did Hashem give this harsh punishment to? L'Miriam. Who was Miriam? Shoyisa tzadek is gedoylo. Shohoyisa ha-be'er oylo b'schusa. Miriam and Neviah was such a righteous lady that the well was in her schus. The well was in her schus. V'gam Neviah, furthermore, she was a prophetess. K'moy shekasuv, v'tikach Miriam and Neviah achos Aaron. Then Miriam and Neviah took achos Aaron, the brother of Aaron. Le'dibra elo b'chiyo. Asher haftu benafsho. And who did she speak about? She spoke about Moshe Rabbeinu, who she loved. She only spoke for positive reasons. It was the wrong thing to do at the end of the day. But Lemaisa, she didn't speak about him because she was upset at him. She didn't speak at him because she wanted him to improve a certain thing that because she didn't want to improve something, but she didn't do it because she was angry at him at the time. No. It was all pure love. The sikna atzmol hatzilim nemaim, when she was a little girl, when he was just born, she waited to watch, what's going to be with my little brother? She put herself in danger. The sikna atzmol hatzilim nemaim. Like Dibra Begnusai, she didn't speak badly of him. Ella shehishrusai yisoi l'shanavim. What did she do? What did she already do? She compared him to other Nevi'im. She compared him to other Nevi'im. V'leidibra b'fonov sheyevoish loy b'fnei rabim. She didn't speak in front of other people. She didn't speak in front of him that he should be embarrassed. Or in front of other people that he should be embarrassed because she spoke in front of them. Rak beino levein achiyo hakodosh. Who did she speak to? She spoke privately to her loving brother Aaron HaKohen for the benefit of their brother. What's a Chofetz Chaim banging away again and again? What's he telling us? It was all for the good intentions, positive. The kavanos ha'isal lebinyonu shalaylam. She wanted Moshe to go back to Tzipora. And after all of this, Moshe Rabbeinu was not makbir at all. He was not concerned what she said. You're my sister. Doesn't matter. I love you anyway. Shenemar v'ish Moshe on the moed. The pasuk says Moshe Rabbeinu was the humblest of all men. We have to know what the Chofetz Chaim is saying over here. Va'af apichei. This is what the pasuk is telling us. This is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at Lashon Hara. This is what we have to be thinking. All of these steps, when we say these words, Zachar es asher osa Hashem Eloikecha Lemeriam. So we already have the severity, the punishments. We already have all of the good intentions. And she got saras because of this. She got saras. And where did this punishment happen to her? Baderech, on the road. That's the next part of the pasuk. Baderech. What's the point of baderech? What's the emphasis on the road? Kiloy tolu lo goylo zechuyoseho lahakiflo. Her tremendous zechuyos, Miriam Anavia, the daughter of Amram Yecheved, the sister of Moshe and Aaron, the greatness that the Be'er rose for her, still did not protect her. To delay the punishment a little, ad boy b'nei Yisrael lachnois be'ez makam, for b'nei Yisrael to come to a stop on the traveling, then she'll get saras. What's the emphasis by baderech? Ki oz lo yehoye nikar kolkach. Then it would not have been so embarrassing and so noticeable. But everyone stopped because of her. They were all traveling. That's the message. I just want to pause for a second. I haven't heard these type of things in a long time. When you go to a store, a food store, and then they see on the loudspeaker, clean up aisle 5. One of the reasons why I haven't heard in a long time is I don't go shopping too often. So you can't hear it if you don't go shopping. But imagine if you're in aisle 5 because it's your child that was playing with those pickles and you told him to stop. And now you have the pickle juice everywhere on the floor. And of course, once you hear aisle 5, so everybody's aisle 5. Who's aisle 5? It's embarrassing. Even more so, imagine in the stores, you know, sometimes as soon as you walk in, they have this like camera and the video screen. So imagine the camera, big screen, all over the store, is pointing in aisle 5 to see what the mess is over there. We need 2 people to help clean up aisle 5. One's not enough. Pickle party going on. And everybody sees little Maishala and little Yankala at that pickle fight. Take that to the next level. Where imagine by the Sima Shas, what is it, 80,000 people? What was it? 50,000? I don't know. 40,000 people? On the jumbo screen. You see one kid doing something wrong, and the parents reprimanding him, and all of a sudden, it was like, what's going on here? And he sees he's on the jumbo screen. And he sees that mustard is being squirted out from the little packet on his sibling. And they have a mustard fight. It's on the jumbo screen. It's very embarrassing. I'm just trying to think of something that's, you know, now, we could go worse and worse with the internet. Rahman al-Tzlan. We don't want to get that far. All of Klal Yisrael stopped. It was baderech. Everyone knew that Miriam, the tzadekis, became a mitzvah. She got saras. It could have been done on the side of the road when they already stopped. Ki ozloi haye niker kolkach, aval ato shenenshto tekef, but she was punished right away. Baderech. Beis halichosim while they're traveling, as it says, ad he'osef Miriam. No one gathered until Miriam was ready. All of Klaius knew, and he was horrifically humiliated. And this is part of the kapara, part of the atonement. As the pasuk says, haloisi kolim, and she was indeed humiliated. Right? Halosikon. Would she not be humiliated for such a thing? Over Aziz Man Hoya Maisa. And when did this take place? B'tseischem in Mitzrayim. When they left Mitzrayim. Sha'amaisa Hoya Oz B'tchilas Shona Shnia. In the beginning of the second year, L'tseischem in Mitzrayim, when they left Mitzrayim. V'adayin lo'y noidla kol goydel ho'inish ha'magiyel over se. And at that point in time, not everybody realized the severity of the punishment that one would get for speaking Lashon Hara. He says in parentheses, Umash caused the Moshe Rabbeinu of Shalom, this that it says by Moshe Rabbeinu, that he got saras when he hinted to the fact that Klaias would not believe him, v'heim lo yaminuli. Taketh miyad husum imendu, but immediately he got saras and it was moved right away. V'nei shove kibsori, his flesh went back instantly. Masha enke in achakach, be'esho hayud srichin likoneis, Loritz at the time when they need to go into Eretz Yisrael, and the scalcalai day Loshon Hara Shal Meraglim, and Klai Yisrael, the horrific avera of the spies, the Meraglim, Hayeha Ovoing Harbe Yoiser Godol Shero Ansho Shal Miriam Oloy Lachum Musar, because at that point in time, and that's a juxtaposition of the end of Parshas Baloischa and Shlach, that the Meraglim saw the severity of the punishment of Miriam HaNeviah, and they didn't pay attention, they didn't take heed. Sharo Ansho Shel Miriam V'loy Lachu Musar, and they didn't learn from this. L'kach Nismcho Parshas Shlach Parshas Miriam Kepeish Rashi, as Rashi explains. This is what the Chavetz Chaim is teaching us. The Chavetz Chaim is telling us this, how we have to read the Pasuk. Zocho, remember, it's Hashem Osa Hashem L'kecho, when Hashem did to Miriam with the horrific punishment, the tzaras. I'm going through it just quickly to understand the takeaways. After we said a lot of information, the Miriam HaNeviah, the great tzaddikas of Miriam HaNeviah, and think about all these points, that she put herself in sakana for Moshe Rabbeinu, she only spoke to Aaron HaKohen, not in public, not in front of Moshe, lovingly, with all good intentions. Bad derech, it was on the jumbo screen, every single person, excuse the marshal, got a message. Oh, we had to stop. Miriam has saras. Oh my goodness, Miriam has saras? Like, about what happened? Should we cocky? Maybe we shouldn't say, could say. And at the end of the day, the Meraglim never learned from this lesson. This is what the Chavetz Chaim is teaching us. We have to learn and say this pasuk properly. And then if chas v'shalom, we overhear someone speaking Lashon Hara, we have to realize how horrific this is. It's like a fire burning, you run away from it. And the same way, also not to say any Lashon Hara. That's the lessons that the Chavetz Chaim is teaching us.